USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden introduced a new cabinet-level position Saturday, elevating the position of White House Science Advisor. Biden tapped Eric Lander, best known for working on mapping the human genome, for the post. Lander says Biden's emphasis on science is a challenge to solve some of the nation's biggest problems.
The president-elect knows that science and technology will be crucial in meeting this moment. And he has tasked us in this letter. I don't mean just his scientific advisors. I mean the whole scientific community and the American public with answering important questions about how science and technology can best be used to advance our health, our economic welfare, and our national security. He's asked us to rise to this moment.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A new study is out looking at the impact of mandatory coronavirus lockdowns. Tim Berg has more details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A new study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation found that mandatory lockdowns around the world did not provide significantly more benefits in slowing the spread of the coronavirus than other voluntary measures such as social distancing or travel reduction. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is a pulmonologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center.
We see that people actually, when they know about the risk, modify their behavior before you crush all businesses and all activity.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
And Los Angeles County has become the first county in the nation to report more than 1 million COVID cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Officials in the California county also say they've identified the more infectious UK variant of the virus as well. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke Saturday at Naval Air Station Lemoore in California, thanking troops for their service and touting the foreign policy achievements of the Trump administration.
4 years ago, we inherited a military that had been hollowed out by devastating budget cuts. Our troops hadn't seen a significant pay raise in nearly 10 years. Our military lacked equipment at a level that was actually impacting readiness. And our NATO allies weren't meeting their commitments to our common defense. Iran was resurgent across the Middle East, and a terrorist organization controlled a landmass the size of Pennsylvania. But I couldn't be more proud to stand before all you hearers today and report. Under the leadership of President Donald Trump, we've rebuilt our military. We've restored the arsenal of democracy, and we've enacted the largest increases in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're once again giving our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guard, and Guardians the resources and the support that you deserve. And we provided for our active duty personnel the largest pay raise in nearly 10 years. And you deserve every penny.
And Capitol Police say they arrested a Virginia man Friday evening with a handgun and 500 rounds of ammunition at a checkpoint near the Capitol. Officials say Wesley Allen Beeler was arrested after presenting an unauthorized inauguration credential at the checkpoint. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.